Okay, pre-show for the 30th. Oh my God, this is like the this is our third run at doing a pre-show, because the first two I just got my head in my ass, man. I got the wrong shows lined up, all kinds of shit. But welcome to our pre-show. Well, one thing is I've rehearsed the pre-show, which I usually would do. So it is the second to last day of January. What a bitch of a freaking month it's been. The weather's finally chilling, but however, it's raining tonight. This is the most rain that I've seen in California in 20 years. 20 years easy. Because, you know, it, like, the drought's been on and off. There was a drought in the 80s. There was a drought in the early 90s, I should say. So the drought's been on and off here in California. And when I first got back to California in the fall of 96... Weather was pretty normal. It pissed down rain that winter, I remember. Did it? Yeah. And then the following winter. So we had pretty normal winters. And then, I don't know, man, something, you know, I wasn't paying attention. The world came to an end, some shit like that. But it's raining right now. Watch football today. I usually don't watch football. I do watch the playoffs. And 49ers, I was rooting for the 49ers. They got their fucking asses kicked because Brock Purdy got hurt, their starting quarterback. Got his arm wrenched almost off of his elbow. And that was the end of that. They lost the starting quarterback. They lost the game. The guy that came in, the backup, you know, good kid. He was game, but, you know, he wasn't it. You know, it wasn't getting done. And the Eagles won that game 31-7. Then came the Chiefs, who I was rooting for. Patrick Mahomes did the job. What a great performance. He was banged up. Man, they knocked him around that field. And he twisted his leg. He was running and scrambling on a twisted ankle. Scrambled for a first down there. At the end of the game, it was tied up, and he scrambled for the first down on a bum leg. And then after he makes the first down and crosses the first down marker to run out of bounds to stop the clock, he's now at least two steps out of bounds, and one of the Cincinnati defensive backs comes along and levels him. So they get an unnecessary roughness, or whatever the hell the penalty's called. Cincinnati gets an unnecessary roughness penalty on them, and that adds another 10 yards to what Mahomes was able to accomplish with the scramble, and they're in field goal range. And that's the end of the game, this dumb penalty. Now, to the coach's credit, the head coach of Cincinnati, I don't know his name, he did say after the game, he says, hey, we didn't lose it on that. There were a dozen other plays we lost this game on, dozen other plays we could have won this game with. So, you know, you've got to appreciate him backing up his guys. But the dude that committed the penalty, the defensive back for Cincinnati, sat on the sidelines as the game was over, and they were celebrating, the Chiefs were celebrating. This guy sat on the Cincinnati sideline on the bench with his face in his hands, weeping like a grandmother for the entire national television audience to see. Now, maybe some people would argue he was doing that on purpose to show his mea culpas and to show how sorry he was, but I found it to be self-indulgently distracting. I think he should have gone into the locker room and cried like a grandma in front of his locker, you know. But nonetheless, it was a real bonehead play. And the coach is right. There's a lot of plays you can lose it on, but Jesus Christ, this guy, Mahomes was, you know, it was a dumb play to make at the end of the game. Having said that, I was very happy for Kansas City. It's Kansas City and Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. I think that's the first time the two of them will have met. Both teams have been to the Super Bowl before. And we'll see what happens, okay? All right. Let's check out today's... Where is today's Encore show? Today's Encore is... Oh, all right, cool. Here we go.
Hello. Hello, this is Margaret Gray. As you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. What a wonderful gift it would be to give to the one you love a